teach, you say this, that Talmidei Chachamim could use and take advantage of in many sugyas, not only in one specific sugya in Shas. So everyone is somewhat familiar with the sugya of mitzvah Sichas Kavona. So it is a sugya that is mentioned several times in Shas, primarily in Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches. Machlokes HaMeiroim, and the Mechaber Siman Samach Siv Dalet brings two opinions, Halacha LaMaisa, what is the halachic conclusion, Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, V'yesh HaYim Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, V'chein Halacha. But tonight I want to establish and define what might be a big chiddush, and I'll bring 10 rayas from many sources in Shas, Lashonim, and Tois. Livi Yomeli, and many people quote me just Livi Yomeli more than any other quote that is said of my name. Livi Yomeli. That in one certain criteria of mitzvahs, which is mitzvah shebedibur, kavonas hamahus, is as good as kavona v'tzeis yedei chayvo. So the basic definition of kavona is a mitzvah that is necessary, that is required, a person should be yoytze with a mitzvah, is awareness and will to perform a mitzvah. Some people don't understand that the machloikas in Gemara, or the mitzvah sichas kavona, or mitzvah zein sichas kavona, is not really what we expect of a good God-fearing Jew. It is the minimal kavona which is necessary. A person should be yoytzi yedei chevasa. Everybody agrees that lechatchela, a person needs to be mekayim mitzvahs l'shem shemayim. Lasis nachas ruach liyoytzroi. And even the ones that paskin and feel and rule mitzvahs ein sichas kavona, that's only a b'dyevet. So the necessary and fundamental kavona, the basic requirement is just the awareness that it's a mitzvah. And we want to perform a mitzvah and be yoytze. However, in mitzvah shebedibur, if a person has kavona to the mahus, to the essence of the mitzvah, he is yoytze, even though he had no intention to be yoytze yedei chevosai. So why is this yesod unique to mitzvah shebedibur? Because it is only mitzvah shebedibur which we could know and define what is the essence of the mitzvah. All the other mitzvahs which involve an act, a deed, doing something, we never know what is the essence of the mitzvah. Tami ha-mitzvahs loy nesgal. So I would roughly say there are three different criteria in Tariag Mitzvah Shebetoy. Many mitzvahs are only about the outcome, the result. Those mitzvahs, bechlal, mitzvahs ein sichas kavona, that's not a machlokes. And I have many rayas, many sources to prove that when the essence of the mitzvah is the teitzur, the result, the outcome, mitzvahs sichas kavona doesn't apply. But my most fundamental raya is, because Chazal, Bavli, and Yerushalmi, and many sugyas deal with the sugya of mitzvah sichas kavona. And let's briefly touch all the sources. Source number one, Brachas Daf Yud Gimel, Kriya Shema. O yikore v'tore v'gi hazman Kriya Shema. Yotzo lo yotzo mitzvah sichas kavona, that's not like it. Where do we find mitzvah sichas kavona a second time around? Psochem, Kuf Yud Dalet Kuf Tezvo. What are we dealing with there? Third time, Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches. What are we dealing with? Tchilas Matzah, Kavu V'yochal Matzah, or Tukayel Hashir, Tkiya Shofar. Why don't we ever find, neither in Shas, and with all Halachi, nor in the Rishayim. Nowhere in the Rishayim do we find Mitzvah Sichas Kemuni about any mitzvah which is about the result, about the outcome. And to me, that is enough to prove Kishemish Bitzahorayim. That this Yisoid, Mitzvah Sichas Kemuni, doesn't apply only to mitzvahs in which it is all about the Maisa, not about the Tetzuah. It is all about Avodah Zukeil, not about the outcome and the result. So any mitzvah, which is essentially about the result, about the outcome, Mitzvah Sichas Kemuni doesn't apply, and everybody agrees, Mitzvah Sichas Kemuni. Do I have positive proof, or just because we do not find? What? No, Tfilah is not Mitzvah Sichas Kemuni. You're referring to a Gemara in Kulin Daf Lamed Aleph. Kulin Daf Lamed Aleph is by Tfilah, by Shechita, by these two mitzvahs, there is a special Kemuni. Shechita latir et haposor, v'tfilah letahara, not kiyu mitzvahs tfilah. And that is a gzeres akosef, referring only to Tfilah and to Shechita. And lefi Rav Nosson is the one that source that says sort of Kemuni. It's not Kemuni za mitzvah. Kemuni letahara, and Kavona and the Shkita's Shita Materis. So that is a totally different concept. It's not Mitzvah Sichas.
Writing a Tfilah, writing Stam, that it's a Shazim of Paiskin, if it's Paiskin, it's a Paiskin in a Mitzvah, you don't have Kavona.
Writing Stam is about the Gedder L'Shema. Seven different mitzvahs, only seven. Seven that are 10, 11, 12, 13, but basically seven criteria. We find a concept of Lishma. And what are those seven? Tzitzis, Matzah, Sukkah Lefi Bishame Shein Arochet Lemoise and Sukkah Daf Tes, Stam. And Stam includes many mitzvahs. Ksiv HaSefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Ibud HaKlaf, by all three, Parshas Soita, but there is more or less one Gedder, and Ksiv HaSeget. So these five mitzvahs, the Kavona of Lishma, is baklal not at the stage of Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's an earlier stage. It's in the Chefetz of the mitzvah. So a Sefer Torah may be an exception, because Ksivas Sefer Torah is a mitzvah, but Ksivas Tefillah and Ksivas Mezuzah is not a mitzvah at all. So even by Ksivas Sefer Torah, the Gedder of Lishma is not Kavona of Mitzvah. It is Kavona of Lishma related to the Chefetz. In two mitzvahs, we find Lishma be'etzim kiyum ha-mitzvah. That is, avodas ha-karbonos, shechita kabbalah, halacha zrika b'yehud ha-karbonos, and machlokes Rav Yehuda v'Rav Yosi, with the Zohar Chof Zayin Amud Aleph, regarding mitzvahs mila. And Rav Yosi says, heichem matzina mila lishma, baruch hakel Rav Yosi. So all in all, we have seven mitzvahs, but that is a gedder of lishma. Once again, it has nothing to do with mitzvah sichas kavona. That's lishma. Shechita kavona, shechita and tvila is a kavona, the tahara and the hetera. But mitzvah sichas kavona, the concept of kavona as a mitzvah, does not apply to any mitzvah which is about the tetzor. Only mitzvahs which are about the maisa. So do I have positive proof? Or just negative, because we don't find. Lididi, the fact that we don't find is enough. Ein lechu raya gedoyle mezu, because Chazal deal with the sugya in three different sources of Shas, and they deal with five mitzvahs. Umechlal hein at the shumei alav, and neither in the Gemoras, Bavi Yushalmi, neither in any Rishon do we find mitzvahs siches kavona by mitzvahs which are about the result. In Achroinim we do find, but I always apologize when I say a shir. Never did I say a chiddush, which is agreed upon by all the Rishonim and all the Achroinim. If somebody only wants to learn yesodos that are agreed upon by everyone, he needs to be a karoi. Because the Chumash and the Tanakh are agreed upon by everyone. Very first Mishnah and Shas, the very last Mishnah and Shas, and all those in between. All about different opinions on Machlokes. So, but the Yisrael, they say right now, has no stira from Gemara or Rishonim. But there is a raya, and that is the way the Zohar comes in. So there's a machlokes whether a kuti could perform mila. And what is the essence of the machlokes of Yehuda and Yosi? Whether by mila we find the concept of lishma. And I say, dal lishma mahachi. But mitzvah sichas kavana. And if a kuti is shaykhet l'shem harvurizim, he doesn't do it l'shem mitzvah Hashem. So how could a kuti perform mila? This proves mila is about the result. About to is biskoidish. And therefore by mila there is no din of mitzvah sichas kavana. The fear of Yehuda, there's a din of lishma. Vein alochik reb Yehuda, alochik reb Yosi. We do not need lishma by mila. So there is no din by mitzvah smila of mitzvah sichas kavanah. So one category is mitzvahs, which are about the result, and by those, there is no din mitzvah sichas kavanah. So mitzvah sichas kavanah applies to mitzvahs which are about avodas ukel. So let me share an obvious story with you, which to me is so poshut that I wonder why no one ever said it. But it seems to me to be so poshut and so fundamental. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Velachai Avodim Neispalel B'kol Yoyim. Perek Yudalad Aluch Alef Melchus Velachai Yov Makoenim Levorech Esesor B'kol Yoyim. How does the Rambam know that Mitzvah Tzvil applies B'kol Yoyim? Why would it be B'kol Yoyim? Pilei Ploys. And the same by Berchus Koyani. So the source of Mitzvah Tzvil according to the Rambam is Tanis of Bezum and Aleph. ועבדתם את השם הלוקחם, ועבדו בכל עבדכם, איזה עבוד ישראל, זו תפילו. But how do we know it applies to every day? Lechem Mishnah says an interesting chiddush. And I think you got to be a bai of a rabbi to say such a chiddush, or maybe a rabbi kiva, but a rabbi yes, a ben organos. He says, the safe of the pusik is, uberech es lach macho ves mei mecho. Just like a person eats lechem v'mayim, v'kol yoyim, so v'avdu v'chol avdu, and is also v'kol yoyim. That sounds like a drosha of Chazal. The Rambam doesn't darshan droshas because Berech es lach mocho es mei mecho the kol yoyim is v'avadet emes Hashem alekecha mekol yoyim. Kesef Mishnah says, well, if it's not every day, then when? Once a lifetime? Not reasonable. And I say, the sort of the Rambam darshan the tachlis of Jesus. He is b'inam. And I think, Tachlis Avoidus Hashem, Avoidus Elokim, all the mitzvahs that are essentially Avoidus Elokim are mitzvahs of Seder, Ayoyim, Shabbos, Umoyed. All the rest is about the Tetzor. All the others are about the Tetzor. Avoidus Ukel, Tachlis Avoidus Ukel, is the routine of a yid. Avoidus ukel are only the mitzvahs. Say that Yom Shabbos Amayim. The aim is zuloso. All the other mitzvahs are about the tzitzor. And you could just think, yeah, matzah, mora, sukkah, lulav, kiddushah, v'avdalta, tefillin, tzitzis, tefillin, kriya shema, me'ev ruchas b'kol yoyim, me'ev ruchas b'kol yoyim. Avoid the sukkail is say that Ayoyim Shabbos Amoyim. And it goes the other way around. So wherever we find a mitzvah that has no tritzor, it's a mitzvah, it's avoid the sukkail, we know that say that Ayoyim, unless it's associated with Shabbos Amoyim. And that's the svara pshut of the Rambam. Tefillah has to be b'kol yoyim. Because nothing is more avoided sukkail than tefillah. Tefillah is tachlis avoided sukkail. Eiz avoided shavlevzi tefillah. So all the mitzvahs of Seder Yorim are avoided sukkail, and all the mitzvahs of avoided sukkail are belong to Seder Yorim. So mitzvahs town and toilet. When do we need to learn? Shulchan Aruch Rambam say, Yorim ubalayim. And how do we know that? But that's divrei kabbalah. What is the din of talmud torah midiraisa? I say, the Kodesh, like tefillin, like tefillin. So the Kesef Mishnah, it's not a Rambam, but the Kesef Mishnah, Perkev Yisoida, Torah says, tefillin l'kol yom. How do we know? How do we know? Sha'ata voice of Yidecha, v'hoi tefillin, and doesn't say l'kol yom. Because tefillin is avoid the sukkah. Any mitzvah that is pure avoid the sukkah has no tefillin. Bechroyach is a mitzvah of Seder Yom. If not associated with Shabbos and Moed, like Matzah, Moira, Sukkah, Lulav, Kiddush Shabbat, Dalta, or the Aleph, if it's a way to fail, Seder Yom. And to me, it makes so much sense, so appealing. Because Tzorech Odom Lavodet HaKodesh Boch, U'Bukhal Yom. So all the mitzvahs of Seder Yom are essentially a way to fail. All the mitzvahs of the Holy Israel are the Kol Yom. And that's Pashtus Arambam, Tefillin B'Kol Yom, Bechus Chayim B'Kol Yom. Yes, the Bishop says, Tefillin B'Kol Yom. That's where I understand. Now, what is unique about mitzvah Shulidira? What is the essence of Tefillin of Tzitzis? We don't know. We don't know. It's a mitzvah. So there is Shoinem, Darsh, and Tamid, but nobody really knows when it's stories of Shem Lakenu. But Mitzvah Shem, the essence is the words. It's in the words. It's in the words. So Mitzvah Shem Adivra, the only mitzvahs which we fully appreciate and understand, what is the Mahus? Kavonas HaMahus is more important than the basic Kavona. I want to do a mitzvah. And therefore, by mitzvah shebe divu, kavona samahus, daivoy, that stays in the choyim. So if a person is kohera kriya shema,
if he doesn't, if he forgets to stand in front of Amish, or even if he has perish amilus, he's not here to the mitzvah. The surah's a mitzvah without the word.
How do you know he's not nice to the mitzvah if he forgets to stand in before a Kodesh Baruch Hu? You know the Chazanish, and Rav Chaim and the Gilyonis? You know the Chazanish? Okay, so please remind me. If I forget, please remind me. And I'm serious, please remind me, because maybe in the continuation of the Shia we'll get to Rav Chaim. So if a person says Kriya Shema Shachas Baris, with no intention to be Yotzei Mitzvah Kriya Shema, but with intense kavana, the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, the Dati is Yotze. Lo Kedivra Mishnah Brura B'Sim Esam. So today's Shia, the Rayas I'm going to bring, are based primarily on the Mogen Avraham, and the Mishnah Brura does not agree to the Yisoid, but it's based primarily on the Mogen Avraham, and we'll have Kamo V'Kamo Mogen Avraham L'Shitosoy, Mishnah Brura L'Shitosoy, and some Soy for L'Shitosoy. So let's embark on our journey. And I promise to visit 10 sites. We can't look around too much, because when you want to visit 10 sites in a half hour, we won't have much time to spend at each site, but we'll do our best to understand this Yisur. Prophet Yudala from its base. The Gemara says, in Babri, and the same as in Yushan. The person did not say Birchas Hatorah in the morning. If you already said Kriya Shema Beger Hoseo, Kfar Niftar Ba'ahav Orado. And he no longer could say Berchus HaToyah because he was Yoitza with Berchus Kriya Shema. Ahav Orado. But when a person says Berchus Kriya Shema, his intention is to Berchus Kriya Shema. He didn't have in mind to be Makayim. Emitzu the Uraisa of Berchus HaToyah. He didn't have in mind to be Makayim the Mitzvah Berchus HaToyah. So Tosfos brings on the spot, Yudala from the Beis Yerushalmi, who should shema latam. He's not Yotze Berchus HaToyah only if you right after davening learn. So maybe there's a machlokes about the Yerushalmi. Now you say, from Babli, we clearly learn, he said, Abu Rabba. Essentially, it is the same content as Berchus HaToyah, far more bariches. Berchus HaToyah is a short version, and Abu Rabo is a lengthy version. But essentially it's the same. And that is Asher Bachabonu Mekol Olamim. So that is why the person said, Abba Rabba, Birkas Kriyashim, Matma Nikta Abba Rabba. But the Yerushalmi says, Sharon Asar. The Halacha, Simeon Mem Zayim, says, there's a Machlokes of Ben Yonah and Rosh, and shouldn't say Yerushalmi. First of all, most of the Rishonim, including the Ben Yonah, say, I never heard of Yerushalmi. When you find the Machlokes about Yerushalmi, Halacha is always going to the Bab. Shechanor brings both opinions. So the Mishnah Brura says, Machlokes of Ben Yonah and Rosh. And he means the Rosh Pedic, Aleph, Brokas, Halacha you give him. From the Rosh, it seems very clear that it is a takana, and it's about hekera. It needs to be a heker. That Berchus Kriya Shema is also Berchus Atoyla. That's why we need Shon or Asar. So the Mishnah Brura says, according to the Rosh, he doesn't need kavana Yishen Berchus Atoyla. But according to the Ben Yoina, it is about kavana. Lani is dati hadalo. The Talmud and Dan of Nehra Voice of Bekarka, no. Even according to Rabbi Yonah, it's not about Kavon. Because Rabbi Yonah says, Im Loishoana Alasar, then obviously, when he said Kriya Shema, he was Machan and Hashem Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yonah doesn't talk about the Barucha. He talks about Kriya. Kriya Shema. So Rani is writing the Kavona of Rabbeinu Yonah is Berchus Kriya Shema could apply as Berchus Atoyah if the person had Kavona when he said Kriya Shema, Hashem Talmud Torah as well. Because if Kriya Shema is only Lishem Kriya Shema, then Berchus Kriya Shema is not Berchus Atoyah. Shon al-Asar proves that even when he said Kriya Shema, he was aware that he didn't say Berchus HaTorah, therefore the Kriya Shema is the Shema. Yeah, actually, the Pshita, if a person became aware that he forgot Berchus HaTorah, when he finished Ahavu Rabba, Vishonu Al Asar, he's Yoytzi Yedechoy. So therefore, this is a Raya Gemura Rani as Daik. He said Berchus HaTorah. He had no intention to be Makayim B'mitzvah Berchus HaTorah. But it is Berchus HaTorah. The Kavona, the Mahus is Berchus HaTorah. L'fichach, Yotza Yedei Chayvos. Source number two brings us to Kiddush Hayom. Very famous Mugan Avraham Reisha in Aleph, called Nalach. The Mugan says, when you daven Marav B'Leil Shabbos, and you said the Brocha Mekadosh Shabbos Menatoyra Yoytzi Yedei Chodesh Kiddush. And that brings a huge machlokes between the Noyda Yehuda and Riki Vegev. On the spot, Dovr Mavor Riki Vegev. So how could a man come home from Shul be Moitzi his wife? His wife didn't daven. So he's only Chayav the Rabbon because Menatoyra was Yoytzi. His wife is Chayav Menatoyra because Moshe is Chayav the Rabbon. Zemira Shabbos Minchas Osho. It is written. The Beit Moron is there is a that the women and the girls should have in Mother of the Leil Shabbos to escape the controversy in the Machlokes between the Noi Debiud and the Kiva Ego. So the Mugan Avraham says, you daven Leil Shabbos, you set the Kaddish and Shabbos, and the Kaddish and you were yours. Simon Chof Alam wonders against the Mugan Avraham that he had no Chavon to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom. Because when you say Mekaddish Shabbos, it has nothing to do with Kiddush. You say Mekaddish Shabbos by every Shabbos, the Ketelah, four times every Shabbos. So what does that have to do with Kiddush? Mincha? There is no Kiddush by Shabbos afternoon by Mincha. What? The Kavoya La Kois, that's not Kiddush. Chayavudim La Kavoya La Kois, that's not Kiddush. That's a separate din. There's a Kiddush Rabbah in the morning, but there is no Chiyuv Kiddush by Shal Shulis. The minig is to drink a Kois Yayin, but that is La Kavoya Sidus La Kois. But that is not Kiddush. So some Sefer disagrees with the Mugra Ram. Some Sefer says, he says the Kaddish of Shabbos, but he had no Kavanah for Kiddush Yom, and the Mishnah Berurah also understands the Mugra Ram. Rami is Daiti, the Mugra Ram is Zeya Klor, Zeya Poshet, but that is essentially Kiddush. What is it? What is Kiddush? The Rambam writes, Kiddush is Divrei Shevach V'Kiddusha. The Chinuch writes, Roimar Dvorim She'eshvan Kiddusha Seyor V'Shevachoy V'Amdorosu B'Shal Yomim. He said, Mekaddish of Shabbos. That is Kiddush. So when you have the Kavanah to the essence of the mitzvah, there is no need to be Mekaddish of Shabbos to the Yisrael. So that's some Sefer the Mugra and the Mishnah Berurah disagree with my Yisrael, but the Mugra wrong definition does. And I don't know what the some Sefer the Mishnah Berurah will do with the Sugya, Sefer Mem Zayin, Berachas HaTorah, and Brachas Yudal, and Yisrael Ba'ar Orada. So it's not true. Let me tell you now. Some Sefer, Hadoras of Shulchan Aruch, writes a Gevalda Gechadeh. Leil Yom HaKippurim, writes of some Sefer, when I mention, when a person dies, and he says, Mekadosh HaShem, Yom HaKippurim, he needs to be Mekadosh, Hashem Mitzvahs Kiddush Yom. Because Yom Kippur is Mekoy Kodesh. So other Yom HaKippurim, you don't need to have Kavona when you die, because they have Kiddush HaKippurim. But Yom Kippur, there is no Kiddush HaKippurim. So the only Kiddush you're going to say, is Kiddush of Tfilin. So you need to be Mekadosh. And I wonder, and this is the Yesoid Goru B'derech Limudi, which one might tell me to me. How could the some Sefer be right that you need to be mechavim b'leil Yom Kippurim b'tfilah l'shem kiddush hayomim? So this is not a shaila that arises once in a blue moon, once in a lifetime. Every Eid in the world, since Matan Torah, every Eid, every year, b'leil Yom Kippurim needs to know this halacha. So if there would be a halacha like this, it would be in the Mishnah and the Brais and in the Gemara and the Rambam and the Torah and everywhere. Because it's a mitzvah that is negev a kol shona v'al shona lekol echod ve'echod. So how come nobody says it till the some Sefer? Is there any greater tmiyah than this? Nobody thought about it till the some Sefer. And ma'az nesinus of Torah, ma'az matan Torah, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of Kiddush and he gave the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, this halacha applies every year to every Jew in the world. So how come nobody says it till the some Sefer? That proves, no, there is no need. All you need to do is to daven the Chavon. And if you say, Mekadosh Yisrael, Yom HaKippurim, then that is Kiddush. That is Kiddush Yom Kippur. And there's no need for any additional Chavon.
What's the Shechiyonu for?
The Shechiyonu is definitely the Chavon. Shechiyonu is definitely Yom Kippur. And it's very Shechiyonu. It is not Kiddush. You cannot have Kiddush without mentioning Kiddush. Kiddush, the basic requirement of Kiddush is to mention Shabbos, to mention Yom Kippur, to mention Yom Tov. And Shechiyonu we don't mention, it's only Rosh Hashanah. So Shechiyonu definitely wouldn't be sufficient to makayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. So once you have some Sefer L'Shitosa, he disagrees with the Mugra Ram Lagavei Kiddush of Tefillah, and that is why he says you need to have Kavanah Yom Kippur. And I say, this cannot be. If it would be Aloha, then it would be in all the Poiskim. And it is nowhere till the Aslam Sefer.
The whole Shaila in the Poiskim perhaps, Kriyashma, I think tonight Kriyashma in the morning, the Kriyas is totally not negay. Once he said Kriyashma Kavanah.
No. Hefech Kavanah would work even by these mitzvahs. Yes. You know?
Why? If you don't need Kavanah for the mitzvah.
No, let me explain. This yisod that if a person has hefech kavon, he's not yoytze. Even if mitzvah ain't tzichus kavon, is found twice in shas. Twice in shas. The kids of Pesachim Lezayin, yoytze bariches, sukkah lamentes. The lashon of Tosfos and sukkah lamentes is profound. Ein odem yoytze yedech revosoy ba'al kol. That's the lashon of Tosfos, which means it has nothing to do with mitzvah tzichus kavon or mitzvah ain't tzichus kavon. Ein odem yoytze bar kocho. You know, the Shad decided to disagree with Tosfos, but Tosfos definitely is right. The Svar of Tosfos says, this is beyond the sugya of mitzvah siches kavon. A person doesn't want yoytze yoytze. A similar halacha, and it is totally different area, but the Yisoid HaDavar is Daimah. Kinyan Chotzer and Kinyan Yad, that's the answer of information when it happens. This is Mechadashim Baba Basim Mundalek Pomundalek. He doesn't want to be Koina. There's no such a thing that a person is Koina Balkorchi. There's no such a thing a person is Yoitza Mitzvah Balkorchi. So that has nothing to do with my Yisur. Even if we say, Kavan Samus is sufficient, that if he doesn't want to be Yoitza, he is not Yoitza. Similar to the Yisur of Tosis. So the Kinyan Chotzer Yadi don't need Kavan, but if he doesn't want to be Koina, we cannot impose Kinyan on a person. Neither could we impose Mitzvahs on a person. Then, ain't other Yoitzah either Choyva Balkorchi, and that's the Lashon of Tosis. Coming back to our discussion. Moving around the Shetose once again, has some side for the Shetose once again, Simon Samach Zion, see of course now. So in Simon Samach Zion, we're dealing with the mitzvah of Schiris, Yitzias, and Tzlaim. So Chiyu, Kol Yoyim, Boike Ve'erev. That's the mission and Brochus, how we say, can I go to Shopesach? Lo Yitzvah, 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 Yitzias, Messiah, Matcha, Dosho, Ben Zoyma, Reini, Kibit, Shivim, Shona. So the Mugan Rom says, Sofak Omar Anis V'yatsav Sofak Loyama Choyzer V'oyma because he is just as Messiah it's a derisive as fake advice of a woman because of a Mugan Rom son of Zayin Aleph that is only before we had a minig of saying Shira Sayyam but we have a minig we say Shira Sayyam every day in Sukkot Dezember Agav, that's a relatively new minig nowhere to be found in Bavli Yerushalmi. It is a minig which was born as Manag Oinam. We find it in Rambam. So the Mugan Rom says, we say Shira Sayam, so we were already Yoitzer, Tzchis Yitzchis Mitzrayim. So for Koma Emes Biasa, Einoi Choyzo, Einoi Choyzo, because we're Yoitzer Shira Sayam. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, on this back, writes, Chasni Hagod with a Moshe Sofa disagrees with the Mugan Rom. And we find that some sort of a different source, speaking for himself. Vicky Vega is a great spokesman. Good luck, right? So Vicky Vega quotes his son of Moses from Soifron. There's a Sefer Yama found on Baba Kama. And this Sefer was printed and published by two phenomenal Goyim, the Yosef Jonathan's son and his brother in law. The Motzev Ettinger. I have such a sentimental attachment to the Shredder Meshul because the first Sefer that gave me inspiration on Chelik and real Cheshit to learn was the Shredder Meshul. It's a very young Bucha, and it was exposed to the Sefer. Hundreds of hours I spent with the Sefer. I know much of it by heart. So the Shredder Meshul married the sister of the Motzev Ettinger, and they published this Sefer together, and the Sefer came out when Yosef Jonathan was almost 17 years old, and his brother-in-law was 21. And in the last section of the Sefer, these two brothers-in-law, youngsters, had correspondence with the Mekiva Eger, with the Nesivis, with the Chsam Sofer, with the Tim Gittin, with all the Gedolim of the generation. And all the Gedolim responded to their letters with tremendous cover, amazing. Anyone that learns Mishneh Berurah knows the Sefer Mogen Gevurah. One of the Sifrei Yesod Shechanot Baruch Haim. That's the Sefer they wrote together. The Yosef Jonathan son was 19 when the Sefer came. Young boy, 19, and it's one of the Sifrei Yesod Shechanot Baruch Haim. Mishneh Berurah quotes in almost in every seat. So the tshuva of some Sefer to these two brothers-in-law at the end of Sefer Yavandalma, the some Sefer disagrees with the Mugan Rom, and he says, but when you say Shira Sayyam, you're not Machavan Hashem, Skir Yitzias Mitzrayim. That is Emes V'yatsav. We say Shira Sayyam just as, because we need to say Shira. Interesting, the Rambam writes that there's a minute to say Shira. He doesn't mention Shira Sayyam. According to the Rambam, you could choose to say Shira Sazim. Doesn't need to be Shira Sayyam. Any Shira, either Shira Sayyam or Shira Sazim. So, according to Rabbam, it definitely is not the shame it's the Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, some Sefer disagrees with the Mugan Rom. Mugan Rom is Shetosa, from Kiddush. Some Sefer is Shetosa, that's the third of the Sefer.
Shabbos is good on Shabbos, because it's good on Kibbutim, and Sfira Tzitzias Mitzrayim. So, once again, Moreno Avraham maintains, it doesn't matter whether you had in mind Kibbutim or Sfira Tzitzias Mitzrayim, but that is the essence of the mitzvah. You mentioned Tzitzias Mitzrayim, V'day V'kach. Moreno Avraham number 3, number 4. And this is a shaila that we still find in the past, but in our age of abundance, we have difficulty understanding the shaila. So the shalom of the Mughal Avraham discusses the situation in animals and town, and we need to choose. We need to have a new town. There's no such a third and only good. There's not. That's what we need to do. And we come here today. He could travel to a place where they have a shaila. And he'll make it for Shabbos Zohar, and then hear the Kriya of Zohar, but then they don't have a Megillah. And he won't be able to make it to another town from Shabbos Zohar to Purim to hear the Megillah. He could travel west, and he'll be there by Purim to hear the Megillah, but then he'll miss Parsha Zohar. So what should he do? Go east to hear Parsha Zohar, or go west to hear Mikra Megillah? So the Shlomo writes that the minute is everybody runs to hear the Megillah, and it's a mistake because the Megillah is not a Kabbalah, and Parshas Zohar is a class. So the Shlomo says it's a toast. And the Mughal Avraham wants to be Melech Yosha and be Miyash of the minute. So the Mughal Avraham says, if he goes to the place and he's going to be there for Purim, but Purim in the morning, they read Parshas Yishalot. And Parshas V'Shalach, they also mention Melchemes Amalek. So we'd be going to be Yotze, Shchias Ma'as Amalek, and Mikra Megillah. Toiv Mashmaim and Oecha, that's the Mughal Avraham. So the Mughal Avraham is Miyasa Benini. But the Mughal Avraham doesn't say, but you have to have Mzin, you need to have Kavonah. Shachas, by Kriyas HaTorah, to be Mekhaim the Mitzvah of Shchias Ma'as Amalek. The Mughal Avraham doesn't say that. The Mughal Avraham is Shitosa. But he hears the Parshas of Amalek. And therefore he's Yaitza, whether he has Kavanah or he doesn't have Kavanah. So the Uruk of the Rosh Hashanah of the Rosh Hashanah, you find that the Rosh Hashanah and that's some soy for
you. Mr. Seth, you have to have a man.
What?
The Shmur speaks out, you have to have a man.
Yeah, the Mishnah Rule says, you have to have a man. Mishnah Rule, the Shikos is Sina Samach. So this was not on my list, but Sina Samach, the Mishnah Rule says. If a person is a Rodel to Davin Mare before Tzei Sakar Chovim, and it happened by coincidence that he davened Marav after Tzei Sefer Chovim. He wasn't Yoytze Mitzvahs Kriyas Shema. Because it is his custom to daven before Tzei Sefer Chovim. So obviously he's not Mechavan to be Yoytze Kriyas Shema. So even if by chance he davened after Tzei Sefer Chovim, he's not Yoytze and he needs to say Kriyas Shema again. According to my approach, no. If he said Kriya Shema B'Chavona, it was Makabel, Kabel, or Machu Shemaim, it was Yaitza. So the Mishnah Berurah is Shetosef and Tov Reish Pei Hei. But my most compelling raya, and convincing raya, is I don't know how the others would learn the sugya of Kvarif Tabar Barabo. There was Kriya Shema, and that's a Gemara, and that's all that is Shoyden. So we move on. I was waiting for this question, but the answer is very simple. Because when a person says Kriya Shema in Kriya Satoyah, he is not Machaban Lashem Kabbalah Zomah for Shemaim. So there's not only a lack of Kavona that says Mitzvah Kriya Shema, there's a lack in essence. Because when a person says Kriya Shema Shnai Mikro V'Yechot Adam, it's Bederach Kriya, it's not Bederach Avoida. He's not Mekabel Omar for Shemai, and therefore he's not Yoitz. Because the essence of Mitzvah Kriya Shema is Kavona Shema Shemai. Masha Eike, when a person davens Marav, even if he's usually davens Marav, or Tzei Sekechovim,
But when you say Kriya Shema b'Tfilah, your kavona is kavona so malchus shemayim. You cover your eyes and you're marav be'echad. But when you koyle b'Torah, it's no different than any other pasuk. So there is no kavona so mahus, because the mahus of mitzvah Kriya Shema is kavona so malchus shemayim. So you know. So that gemara is not a stira at all to what I'm saying. We'll get to that kind of.
Yeah.
Mrs. Ain't Sikhas Kavona means even if he has no Kavona. But Kriya Shema is a sin that it didn't cause sufficient soul of Kavona. And the same Berchus of his Matzvah, but that once again is a sin that it didn't. That is not Mitzad Mrs. Sikhas Kavona. This is our coming source. Skiris Masamore, Vishona Mubeis. So there's some cipher in Chubis. Interesting, it's an Eben Ezra, not Norakai. In Chubis Eben Ezra, Telekalasim and Kupi Tess. It's some cipher rise. It doesn't depend on 12 months. It depends on the cycle of the Chayim. And therefore, even if Parsha Zohar, and a leap year, is more than 12 months, that's not a problem. It's the yearly cycle. But the Maran Shik was one of the greatest disciples, Talmidim of the Samsoif, and the Sefer HaMitzvos, Tofresh Dalet, quotes in the Samsoif's name, that a leap year, you need to have Kavona, Kriyas HaToyra Parshas Kiseitzei, Skiras Maaseh Amalek. Lididan, according to the Magen Avraham, no need. It's enough that you hear in the Kriya. You hear the Kriya Parshas Kiseitzei. So even if you don't have Kavona, the shame, Sfiras Masamorot, nevertheless, you're yours. Number 7 or number 8. The Rishonim and the Achronim discuss the question, why don't we find a brocha on Sfiras Sfiras Masayim, a Vela Seido? We do say brocha samitz from Mitzvah Shavidiro. We say a brocha on Mikro Megillah, even though it's only, you know, verbalizing. So why don't we say a brocha on Sifriyat Yisrael and so on? Three chodesh tov ayin beis writes, Vayotze b'kiddush hayayim. Because in Kiddush hayayim we say Sifriyat Yisrael and so on. Abu Darham says the same before him. But when a person says Kiddush, and he says Sifriyat Yisrael and so on, definitely does not convert to the Machayim, but it's a Sifriyat Yisrael and so on. We say Zechlitz Yisrael every Lel Shabbos, every Lel Yom Tov. So it definitely is not associated with the mitzvah of Sifriyat Yisrael Mitzrayim, which applies only B'Lel HaSeido. So once again, this proves. So he wasn't Machaven L'Shem mitzvah Sifriyat Yisrael, but he was Machaven to mention Yisrael Mitzrayim. But I must say, indeed, this is a painful story. Zechel Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is not Sipri Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. There's a difference between Schiris Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim and Sipri Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And this is a sugya b'chneasim which will necessitate another hour, so we won't go into details. But that's the notion of Shita. There's a difference between Schira and Sipri. Schira in English is to mention. Sipri is to tell a story. And Sipri Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim requires detail. Requires detail. Not only does it require a detail, the Roshan of the Rambam Perik Zayin, one of the answer is, Mitzvah Saseisha Perik, Vasape Nisim Venafuah Yishenah, so what's the same? You need to stress the miraculous events of Sifriyat Yisrael. You need to stress that there were oishas Nisim Venafuah. So I heard,
American youngster goes to Sunday school. You know, he doesn't learn the Yiddish guy all week. But let us say this, father asked him, what did they teach you about Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? He said, oh, yeah. So the Jews left Mitzrayim, and they put TNT, dynamite, under the bridge. And when were they over the bridge, and the Egyptians were on top of the bridge, they detonated the dynamite, and the bridge came tumbling down, and all the Egyptians fell into the sea, and they were down. And so he said, is that what they told you? He said, not exactly, but if I'll tell you what they told us, you won't believe me.
That's an American story. That's an American Jewish story. So simply it's yes in Zion, you're not yoitz with yes in Zion. So I have a pshat na mudaram, maybe you know it's MS. But Yechon understand Lani is like, when Abu Dhaham says, Kvar yotzo v'kiddush hayoyim, because you say Zechat Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the Kavona is, Kvar yotzo birchas Yitzhak Mitzrayim v'kiddush hayoyim. And kiddush hayoyim applies as if a brocha on Sipi Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Why? Because Sorach Lahaski Yitzhak Mitzrayim v'kiddush hayoyim. So the brocha of kiddush is associated with Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and the Leila Seder, the bracha of Kiddush is as if a bracha on Yetzias Mitzrayim.
The question was, why do we say in Birchas HaMitzvos that the Sheva that we have the mitzvah, the bracha is not the mitzvah?
You ask excellent questions. Really, I'm not saying this pastor so cynically, but I want to bring two examples. Kosav HaRashba. Why don't we say a bracha on Mitzvah Kriya Shema HaShachas V'Avos? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why don't we say Birchas HaMitzvah? So the Rashba says, never do we find two brochas on a mitzvah, even though it's Bircha Shevach. But Bircha is Kriya Shema is as if Bircha is a mitzvah. And because Chazal were metatin Bircha's Kriya Shema, they were not metatin Bircha's mitzvah. Example number two, Rabbeinu Zrachya HaLevi, and that is the Balamora, Sof Rosh Hashanah, has an amazing Kiddush, mind-boggling. The shit of the Balamor is that Bimei Chazal, they did not say Birchas HaMitzvah and Shofar. That is a new minig la'acha chasimas HaTalmud. Because Birchas Malchi is a chroin and Shofres is a broch on a Shofar. And therefore, they weren't metakra Birchas HaMitzvah. According to Rabbeinu Zrachya HaLevi, Tki is the Ma'umad, our Malchi is a chroin of Shoifrois. Tki is the Meyushav. Bizman Chazal, there was a minig la'achar tvilis amusav. They blew Shloishim Koilis for Zekeinim v'choilim that couldn't be by the entire tvilis amusav. And that is what they called Tki is the Meyushav. It is only la'achar chasimis Talmud that they had a minig to blow Shoifer before Musaf. So Malchi is the Chron and Shoifras comes later. And that is when they started saying Birchas HaMitzvah LaShoif. That is the Balamor Sof Rosh Hashanah, and it's also found in the Me'iri. And the Me'iri says, Dugma Birchas Kriya Shema. So in these two mitzvahs we find, if the Chazal were metaken at Birchas HaShevach, they were not metaken Birchas HaMitzvah. And that is how I understand it in the Ram. Kiddush Belela Seder, it's a Birchas HaShevach. But it applies, and it patterns the broke of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Because otherwise it's such a big pella. It's a pella full of biblical pellas. First of all, Zech Yetzias Mitzrayim is not Sippi Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a chir, it's not simple. Second of all, Mitzvah Tzadlodeh is a Mitzvah Derabonim. Kol Tzoloyom Eshloish Shadvorim Eilu Vayotzi Dechavosim. The Rambam says, the Mitzvah is the Sapa Oysis Amoysim. So how could you be Yoytzi with Zeichot Yis Mitzrayim? You still have the Mitzvah Derabonim of Agoda. And we say Bechus HaMitzvah and a Mitzvah Derabonim. So why don't we say Bechus HaMitzvah and Mitzvah HaAgoda? So therefore, I think, Medafran and Abu Dharam is a Yichot Esop Gelerim. And it's... But the Prechodesh clearly says this. So I say, Abu Dharam is my check. I cannot be much for that coin, as I apologize at the beginning of this year, but I say, Pshat Abu Dharam is that Birchas, the Kiddush patters Birchas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Doesn't patter Mitzvahs Sipi Yitzias.
Why would there be for
that's tomorrow. Yeah, that is a very good question. Obviously, by Megillah and Mechalkeh, it is only by Megillah and Mechalkeh, because these mitzvahs are presuming, yes, I have that intentionally,
instituted Berachas HaMitzvah and Berachas HaNes. But it's not such a big title, because the second bracha you say, even if you're not a kind of mitzvah, it's Arias HaNer, and a voice given is defined as Berachas HaRiyah. So it wouldn't be a contradiction to the Yisrael that we just explained. So we still have a few short sources. Berachas HaGoimel. Rishon Lezion paskins, if a person said Berachas HaGoimel al Tavela, and he said Baruch Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam, Shegemorchu Kol Toiv, and the person that was salvaged and his life was saved, Amen, he was Yoitza. The Mishnah Berurah says, Baroni, if he's Mechaven, Hashem Mitzvah, Berachas HaGoimel. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. And neither does the Mugen Avraham. Why would the Mugen Avraham say that? And I say, the Mugen Avraham doesn't say that, because obviously, according to the Mugen Avraham, even if he wasn't Mechaven Hashem, Berachas HaGoimel is Yoitza, because that's the essence of Berachas HaGoimel. And the source of this halacha is the Mugen Avraham. When one of them are almost sick, with a corner of Bagat Torah, said, V'rich Rachmona Zeyehevach Nehelan, V'ro Yehevach Lasla, and obviously, he wasn't Mechaven Hashem Berachas HaGoimel. He just thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he saved your life and you're with us. So Pashtus HaGemara and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and Stimus HaMogon Avraham, even if he wasn't Mechaven Hashem Berachas HaGoimel, but he mentioned Rosh Hashanah. He says it is only if he was Mechaven Hashem Berachas HaGoimel. So I'll skip two or three sources, but I want to make an interesting observation. Tov Peites Yiras Yehoim. So Tov Peites Yivdalet, a very well-known halacha. A person asks another, Kami Yom Hayom Besfira, which night is tonight? He shouldn't say, Hayom Kach V'Kach. Shem Yom Hayom Kach V'Kach, Eidei Yom V'Las Bor Lach Bor Veris Bor V'Brocha. He should say, yesterday was 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, don't say tonight. And all the Achrayim wonder, but we Paschal is in the Sabbath Mesich Skavon. So if a person merely told his friend, you know, it's the third day of Svita, he definitely had no intention to be Yoitza. So why can't he say Svias away with the bracha? And there's a huge question. The king of Odin says it's a Sopet, and then Shemot. He said the Sabbath, holding his knees with the three Magodim. Great Yankov. Very briefly, he says, Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. But Svias away is an exception. She'enoi elo sphira ba'am. What does he mean? Enoi elo sphira ba'am. So why wouldn't he send Kia Shoifer? Enoi elo Kia ba'am. So why is it Genesis Yotze? And we could say on Matzah, Enoi elo achila ba'am. So why could it be a Matzah Yotze? Why is this one different than Matzah or Shoifer? Does he mean my Yisoy? Sphira ba'am. No, that is the essence of the mitzvah counting. No, I think this is different. In all the previous sources we go, why? Because all of the previous sources, when a person said what he said, he had clear intention for avodah zarah. But instead of this mitzvah, he had in mind that mitzvah. Instead of Berachas HaTorah, he had in mind Berachas Kriya Shema. Instead of Berachas Yetzias Mitzrayim, he had in mind Berachas HaKiddush. And instead of Zitzchias Yetzias Mitzrayim, he had in mind Shiras Hayam. But he's always seeking to avoid this ukeil. But when a person answers his friend, he answers, how many days is today? And he says 3 days. That's not a Avodah Zarah. So it's fundamentally different than all the sources I brought. And in this case, no, I would not say he's Yotze. Because Kavanas HaMahus, first of all, requires Avodah Zarah. And this is not a Avodah Zarah. So, what's Chapter Chok Yankov? That is one. I think the Kodyanke brings us to the very first Yisrael I said today.
before when we got the Kiddush of Mahus, Kavanas Mahus. Svias Avoyma is a total exception for all the avenues in Shabbat. And Svias Avoyma is a mitzvah that is all about the yourself, and not the mice. Because Svias, in its very essence, is never about the mice. There is no reason to count unless we need to know enough. Counting in itself, it's never a meaning. It's never an end. It's always a means to an end. Why would we need to count unless we need to know a number? How many mitzvahs are there in Taya mitzvahs of the Torah that are about counting? Who knows? Who knows? Four mitzvahs.
Zav, Zavah.
Sanhedrin.
Zav.
Zav. Zav.
Yovel.
Yovel.
You're going to give him the Zav. Masa behavior, great. It's about counting. It's not about counting, it's about matdish, but you need to count. Associated with counting.
I'll say
Svea Sazova, Masa behavior, what else?
Sanhedrin, I would say also, because Espa Lishin is
good. Yeah,
form, not a habit. Shmita Vyoyo. That's it. Shmita Vyoyo. Svias Azovo, Masa Beima, and Svias Awoima, naturally. Just like the other three. We need to count Behemoths because we need to get to the 10th. Azovo needs to count 7 days because he needs to go to the mikveh. We need to count Memtes, Shonam of Yoigol, because there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Yoigolus. And then Yoram Bekadosh at Seres. And then Yoram Bekadosh at Seres. That's Chagig Yud Zayin. And then Shonam Bekadosh Yoigol, and then Yoram Bekadosh at Seres. Svias Awoima is about the result. We need to count the corns, yes, 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. Menei Shonam Bekadosh Yoigol, Menei Yoigol Bekadosh Atzeres.
Why does that need to be more than that? Why isn't Mashav on
that? Oh. Every mitzvah has details which are there supposedly. The Rambam headed the camp that promoted Tamei Mitzvah. That was a very profound focus between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rashba is adamantly against Tamei Mitzvahs. And the Rashba's shitta is, quoting the Medrash, the Rambam brings that Medrash, but he says, and the Rambam dedicated, probably some of you know, David Gilman Moina Bukim, the Rashba rejected the entire Asik of Tamanis. However, I lost my strain of thought.
Why did he work? Why did he
work? Oh, yeah. The Rambam writes, an amazing line. And I'm not quoting his lesson, because the Rambam in Mishnah Torah is unbelievable cleric. But the Rambam in Moina Bukhan, like all early Jewish philosophers, has a very heavy language. But loosely translated, Kois kol ha-noisim tam beproti ha-mitzvahs einoi elo mishtageh shegoin godet. That's what the Rambam writes. Kol ha-noisim tam beproti ha-mitzvahs einoi elo mishtageh shegoin godet. How could the Rambam write that? And he is the one. The emphasis is protein. Only the Likubori, with their unique approach to Tam HaMitzvahs, dared to explain protein HaMitzvahs. So according to the Likubori, it is all about detail. It's all about numbers. It's all about detail. It's all about specifics. But the philosophers, when they dealt with Tam HaMitzvahs, it is about the generalities. And that is the Kavon of the Rambam emphasizing Kol HaNoisim Tam the Protei HaMitzvahs. That is a Shigur HaGorot. So why do we need the Peh below the Lay? That is Xeris HaKos. That is Xeris HaKos. We're probably aware that the Shlo says even Shivan Akiyim should be the Peh. But the Shlo is the Yoch. And all the later places reject this. So Svias Awoima needs to be prepared. So does Masa Behemoth. So my understanding of the Chorek Yankov is Sriya Soima is a mitzvah shel Adira, but it is unique. It's not a void zuker. Sriya essentially is not a void zuker. Counting is counting. Counting is all about the result. And that is why there is no din mitzvah shel Adira, but Sriya Soima. Because it's like Mila, B'dikas Chometz, Rosh's Tumas Amaisis, there's no din of mitzvah, one of any mitzvah that's about the result, and that's the way to understand the Chorek. So, today we discussed a profound fundamental Kiddush, not one, more than one, but B'ikar, I elaborated, a site that any mitzvah should be able, if you have the Kohanah Samahus, it's as good as the Kohanah Kloris, it says here the Choyvo. And I said, some Soifer Mishibu don't agree, but it's clearly the Shita of the Mokhanat Rom, and Lani is Daiti Hadalo, it's clear proof from Brochus Dap Yudala, that the Choyvo is a lie in Doilo, to be understanding the Mokhanat Rom. And on our way, so let me just, to fix the name, share a very short thought about physical Torah. So we are approaching Purim, and it's already other Harishan. Mehog Yisrael are precious to all of us, Mehog Yisrael Torah. And many times I say to my Talmidim and my contemporaries, many times people say, I want to know a lot. Just tell me a lot. And I say, no, I am not willing to tell you only halacha, because Yiddishkeit is built on two pillars, halacha and mitzvah. Twice is shas, Chazal asked, and how do we know that a minig is binding? Twice is shas. Minhogim are as important as halacha, and the mitzvah appears extreme importance. So there's one minute of Purim, Baruch Hashem was forgotten, and I have no intention of restoring that. And that is found in Sanhedrin Mendara, Mashvarte de Puraya, once in Shas. Rashi says, what was this minute, Mashvarte de Puraya? So kids used to build, dig ditches, pits, and light a fire in the pit and jump over the fire. I do not endorse this minig, and I have no intention of restoring it. Neither Svardim nor Ashkenazim have this minig today. So, let bygones be bygones. But what was this minig that Rashi brings in Sanhedrin and Dalit? What does it have to do with Purim? Because I'll say, Hodaki Gruba Me'ach Be'ish. First Kabbalah of Torah on Sinai was somewhat arguable. And Tosfos Shabbos Kei Zayin asked this fundamental question. How is it possible the same daf, Chazal say, what a magnificent moment, what a glorious moment that was, when Klal Yisrael put Nasa before Nishma. And then the Gemara says, Kofolei Ma'akigigis. We don't have time tonight, but I have a very Gevaldik Yisrael, but we'll use that for another time, maybe next time I'll be in Toronto. But Tosfos answers. For the Shvogu Kiviyoko was afraid. Kiviyoko. But when the Jews will see the Eish Ha'Elo on the mountaintop, they will regret. They'll retract. And that is why Kofolei Ma'akigigis, there's no way out. There is no escape. They weren't Ma'akim Nasar and Ishma. But a Kodesh Shvogu felt, I need to convey this message. There's no way out. But I say, what actually happened when they saw that fire? We would like to know what happened. So in Parshas Veschanim, Vehinei Ha'har Boyer Ve'esh Choshech Onan Va'arocho, and it was a terrifying spectacle. Because usually when there's a huge fire, there's light. And this was paradox. Vehinei Ha'har Boyer Ve'esh Choshech Onan Va'arocho. And how did the people respond? The ticker in the town in Tachasahar. Nobody ran for cover. Nobody opted out. Nobody fled.
Once occurred to me, Simcha Torah, there's a minute of Kol HaNa'orim. So all the kids come together, and we spread out one talis, and then another, then another. What is the essence of this minute? Maybe Yoyim. That is a zecha of a tikkur v'nitam v'tachasav, you all push down there. And everybody schlepped that mountain, right and left. Everybody wanted to be sure that he is under the mountain. They wanted to be part of it. Nobody ran away. Nobody looked for cover. The tikkur v'nitam v'tachasav. And that mountain was always torn to shreds like this. So the meaning of putting on fires and jumping over the fires, the kids want to show we did not run away. We were not afraid of fire. And that is the meaning. Purim. Chodekibru b'meachas v'eroish. So there was a meaning. Kids put on fires in the pits, didn't run away. Where were the parents? I don't know. But that is the meaning of Mashvata Purai. We want to prove, yes, we saw the fire and nobody ran away. So Purim is a day to rejoice in Ahavas Torah. Some Sofrim the Droshes brings in the name of one of his rabbis, in the name of the Shevi Anka that lived 350 years ago. That if a person will learn Torah between the Megillah by night and the Megillah in the morning, Mutachol Shaloi Yehuna Kotzah Benezachol Shaloi Maishol, the hands on the wall before Purim. So, Purim should be a day of Chizuk Torah. I see many Yimbalite here. So, one more thought, and then Eitzah. Many times, young, aspiring for the Chumash ask me whether I have a segula to remember Shas, to remember Torah. Is there a segula to Zekorin? There's a choshev sefer based on Kislev Ari, and I don't want to sound bad. And he writes, a segula for memory for Zekorin to put the first snow of the winter on your forehead. In Toronto, that's a very reasonable school. But there's a Yidin B'nai Barak, his name is Abchaim Kanievsky, and he remembers Shas. And B'nai Barak, we never had snow. So how does he remember? Swami is not the only school. I don't even think it's the best school. I say, how long will it last, you know, till the snow dissolves? I don't think it'll last much longer. There's a Koran that we have from that Zbulah. Is there a Zbulah? So the Chofetz Chaim was once asked, and the Chofetz Chaim called the Chosef Yitzchak. He and the third is a Shemcha. That's a Zbulah and Zbulah. And I called the Chosef Yitzchak on a different Chosef. Kuf Yutas, Ted Zayin. B'chukoy Secho Ishtash, Lo Eshkach Dvorach. Chosef Aradak. Chosef Aradak. כאשר אני רואה סנדידי ביתרה, אני משתעשע בוהם. ולפיכך לא אשכחם, כי הימו לי לסוסון ולשמחס לילה. So you always tell young in the light and welcome. First of all, because you don't memorize all that. You need to remember that, that's a good. כאשר אני עוסק בדברי תורה, אני משתעשע בהם ולפיכך לא אשכחם, כי הם אולי לסוסון ולשמחס לבו. When you cherish Torah, and you love Torah, and you rejoice in Torah, that will enhance your memory. Well, did you ever see a normal parent that doesn't remember the birthdays of his children, the names of his grandchildren? What is close to our hearts, we do not forget. What we love, we will not forget. Shashua shal Torah, Simcha shal Torah, that is the Torah. Chukos Secho, Shtasho, Noash Torah. So my group had to warn of you, we should only share the service to the same Yeshua, so we should all that, always have the Torah, and 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 יראו צמר פונחו, שיבונה ביסמידש, ומהר ביומנו ונסיים חלקנו וסרוס לכל לשון נעבוד פה בירו כי ימי אוילם וכשונם קדמי יויס ומהר ביומנו.
אמן.